Now we get a chance to talk with Kina Atkinson. We've heard from her on the program before, talking about her business, Ruji Wellness, and the leadership conference that she has been involved in recently. But today, we bring her on for a different perspective and to bring this to the show. I thought it was really important because for me to speak about Juneteenth, I don't know how impactful that is, but I want to hear from Kina because I know she's very in tune with things and has great perspective on this. So Kina, thanks for making time for us today.
Thank you for having me, Jason.
Tell us about Juneteenth. From your perspective as a young Black woman, what does it mean to you?
Well, Juneteenth is the Emancipation Proclamation, the day that the enslaved people were actually found out that they were free. You know, two years, it had been like two whole years before June of 1865 that the enslaved folks were actually declared free. They were still, you know, working on the plantations, still not having their rights, still, you know, all of these things, still being treated this way, not knowing that they actually had the right to be free. And so we celebrate that Juneteenth because for over 400 years, you know, our ancestors built this country. And so then it's like, okay, now we get to, you know, have a layer of freedom. I don't think that we're quite all the way there yet because we still have our battles and our challenges and things that we have to work on as a country. And then there's a lot of things that haven't been made right still, but nonetheless, you know, this was a big event in history that a lot of people don't know about, unfortunately, and that we need to know about and that we should celebrate. You know, that's how I feel we should celebrate it. And I mean, I think a lot of other people feel the same way.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, 3 years ago, I was unaware. I didn't know anything about Juneteenth. So I had to do some work. I had to get myself a little bit more, get out of that ignorant state and learn more. And I'm still learning. There's lots for me to learn. But I'm really appreciative to have opportunities to talk with people like yourself to bring your perspective, because this is something I'm sure, did you grow up knowing about this? I mean, this is something like in your culture, in your community that you are, you've been celebrating, you've been aware of, you know how important it is. And I'm just learning how important it is.
That's a really great point, because I know that for me as a Black woman, and I spent most of my years growing up here in Madison, I found out about Juneteenth since I have lived here in Madison by celebration. And I think that that's the thing about culture and celebration, is that it gives people the chance to really find out the history, find out the origins, find out the roots, you know, and then to be able to recognize, you know, the strides that we've made in history, and then also to be able to evaluate, well, where do we still need to go? And so the celebration brings about the conversation. So if it's not being celebrated, then a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, it's also not being having a conversation about, which we celebrate lots of pagan holidays that we celebrate in this country, that we fund in this country, that we, you know, dedicate payroll hours and all of that in this country. And so it's like Juneteenth is a fundamental, like foundational part of this country, the liberation of this country. And it's like, there's so many people who have no knowledge or conversation about it. But they know about Halloween. They know about these holidays that did not have a historical stance in this country. So I think that the celebrating it is very important in order to keep the stories moving forward so we can make the advancements that we need to make.
Last year, finally, Juneteenth becomes a federal holiday. And I'm curious, what are your expectations for businesses, for organizations in our community? What more can they do with the holiday then?
Yeah, so I think that with it being a federal holiday, I think that we'll be able to allocate more funds towards the fundamental of what Juneteenth is about: freedom, emancipation in African-American enslaved people. So then it's like, how can we continue to make the amends? How can we continue to move that forward so that our people really do get to embody that feeling of freedom and get to feel welcomed in this country? Because being a free person in this country is not the same thing as being a welcomed person in this country, right? So we still got work to do there. But in terms of having the finances dedicated towards giving people the day off and time off to observe and recognize so that they can spend time with their family, I don't know about everybody else, but regardless of whether or not Martin Luther King Day, Juneteenth was a paid day off for me, I have taken that day off, whether it was paid or unpaid, because I'm like, I'm going to observe and I'm going to celebrate. And so I just love the fact that people now don't have to make that decision whether or not they get to be off. No, they get to be off. I think it's great.
Yeah. And I think what you said there is so important. It's, again, another way to get the holiday out there, awareness building, and then everything that can sort of build off of that. What will you be doing, Kina?
Technically, Juneteenth this year is on Sunday because it's June 19th every year. So it kind of ends up being like that third Saturday of the month. So for Juneteenth, I'll be at Penn Park. I'll be there. I'll be at the Foundation for Black Women's Wellness in their tent doing some wellness introductions, introducing people, me and my mom, the first Black mother-daughter duo in this city who are both exercise instructors. Me and my mom are going to be leading a couple classes, and then I'll also be in the wellness tent doing a 1-hour dance exercise session. Today, Friday, I usually teach yoga for the Dream Bank, American Family Insurance Dream Bank. They, this is the second year in a row that they have taken Juneteenth off, of course. And so I don't have to teach a yoga class today, but y'all can still catch my classes on YouTube. And then I'll be celebrating. I'm going to be wearing my Juneteenth apparel, gathering and fellowshipping with my community, and enjoying the date so that we can observe. I know that there's lots of other celebrations for other things happening this month. And I just encourage everybody, regardless of what it is that you guys are celebrating, I celebrate Pride Month every month, but I celebrate Juneteenth on Juneteenth. That's where I feel like all the focus and all of the energy and the resources should be dedicated to. It's one day. And so I think that we should dedicate all of that to that day. That's how I feel.
That point of view, I agree with it. I think, like you said, there's so much going on, but this is an instrumental piece of our history, and it's something that's long overdue as a federal holiday, and more people need to have it on the radar, and we need to get it out there any way we can. And that's why I'm glad to have you on to talk about it today, to bring some awareness. Kina, thanks so much for your time, perspective, everything you do. Again, you can find you where, pretty much everywhere, right?
Yep. Kina SFA, Kina Safe My Atkinson, Rougi Wellness, you know, and that's where you can find me. And on Saturday, you'll find me at the park, you know, celebrating Juneteenth, celebrating the people who built this country for free.